Jeremiah, part one. Jeremiah was the son of Hilkiah, who was one of the priests at Anathoth in the territory of the tribe of Benjamin. And God's word came to him so that he could proclaim it in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, son of Ammon. Josiah was the king of Judah. And right through to his son Jehoiakim, who was king of Judah, down to the 5th month of the 11th year of Zedekiah, son of Josiah, king of Judah. And all the people went into exile. So this is significant because God raises this man up as a prophet for a particular period of time, for a particular length of time, which is carefully measured out here in the scriptures. This was not random. This was not Jeremiah's idea. God raised him up to speak through the reigns of three of his kings, Josiah, Jehoiakim, and Zedekiah. And at this time in Israel's history was a very difficult time because the people of Jerusalem went into exile at that time. And we can only imagine the horror of that and the desperate disappointment that they would have had in their hearts that this was happening to them, and maybe they felt that God had let them down. But God raised up his servant Jeremiah to say his words that he wanted to say to his people. They were words that the kings couldn't say, and they were words that they couldn't say to themselves. So I have the great privilege of having God's word in front of me. God speaks to me in his word. And I have the Holy Spirit living within that witnesses to me about this word and about God's plans and about God's mind. And in these days we should be privileged that we do not need prophets at all, because each one of us has the word of God before us and we can understand it if we belong to the Lord, and we should follow it and we should speak what he tells us, not what other people tell us to speak. And we should not be intimidated by kings or priests or any such thing, but that we should take the comfort of God to ourselves.